Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today, I just felt in my spirit, we really have to stop concerning ourselves with what people say about us. What people think about you really ain't none of your business, friend. Mm-mm. As long as you have given everything your best, as long as you are doing your best, you're pulling up to every space the best version of yourself, that doesn't mean that you pull into these spaces perfect. That means, hey, I'm better than yesterday. And maybe tomorrow I'll be worse than I was yesterday. But every day I'm a work in progress. And every day I do the best that I can with the 24 hours I've got, right? You got people out here that will judge you for a ball you dropped, never ever making any of the shots you've made. So how can you judge me for the times that I miss the mark when you can't even compare to me in the spaces that I've exceeded? You know, that's the part for me. And I think we have to be careful with that, because when you look at where people have failed, maybe those are areas that you do great in, but there are also areas that you are just not so good and that you need a little bit of refining, that maybe you need a little help in. Maybe you'll never be great at those things, but that's okay. Because God made us all different for a reason. God gave us all strengths in certain areas. God also gave us weaknesses in certain areas. And all of them come together to work for the greater good. They also keep us connected to one another and keep us plugged into the source, which is Him. So yes, I'm here today. I mean, maybe talking a little stuff, you know, maybe, you know, correcting people that are a little, you know, out of their lane. And sometimes even I find myself, you know, basically looking at people's situations and judging them from the perspective that I have. But the truth is, I don't have their perspective. And no matter what I think I would do in that space, I don't know what I would do in that space because I'm not in that space. So as you go through your day today, number one, don't let nobody make you feel bad for giving 100% of anything. Long as you did your best, that's all you got. They can't judge you because they ain't you. They don't know what God gave you. They don't know what you deal with. All they know is what you show them. So continue to show the world your best. Continue to do your best and let the rest fall wherever it falls. Also, be careful who you let pour into you, because there are people with great intentions that will tell you things about yourself that aren't necessarily true, because we are all looking through the lenses that we've been given by the life we've been exposed to. So people will sometimes look at you and see you as less than God created you to be. And if you listen to someone tell you something about yourself that isn't necessarily true, if they say it enough times, you may start to believe it. So keep people around you that speak life into you. Keep people around you that, yes, hold you accountable, but don't continue to tell you the worst parts about yourself. Even if they have to refine you a little bit, keep people around you that do that with love. People that do not mind taking the time out to say, hey, here are some things that I think you could do a little bit better, but I think you're amazing at all of these other things, and that's why I want to help you get it right in this space too. That's how you move with love. You don't move with love by condemning. You don't move with love by screaming. You don't move with love by fighting. That's not love. That's something else. And you have to be careful when you have those kind of people in your space, because eventually it kind of spills over into, you know, your life. And next thing you know, you're becoming a reflection of what you're looking at. So I just wanted to encourage you today to, you know, sometimes you got to prune the leaves to save the flower, okay? So if you got to cut some things out of your life to make sure that you're showing up in every space, your purest form, do that. Like I said, you've made a whole lot of shots that many people don't even risk taking. You have shot from the free throw line where somebody else would say, man, I ain't even going to try that because I ain't going to make it. Not only did you try it, you made it. So can we really be mad if you miss a free throw? I mean, hey. Your greatness is somewhere else. So that's what I want you to recognize today. Recognize where you're great at. Tap into that greatness. Lean into that greatness. Yes, Work on the things that you're not so good at. Work on the things that need refining. But don't you dare miss an opportunity to celebrate everything about you that is amazing. And don't stay connected to people that make you reflect and look at the absolute worst parts of yourself over and over and over again. Stay around people that feel, look, and act like love, no matter who they are. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you today just thanking you. I thank you for this word. I thank you that you continue to remind me that I am loved. I thank you that you send me to remind others that they are loved too. That no matter what we go through in this world, that there is still someone who sits high and looks low, that finds us at our worst and helps create our best in us. Lord, I thank you for seeing the best in us. I thank you for choosing us for this time, for these spaces. I thank you for giving us the capacity we have and sending us people, places, and things to increase our capacity. Lord, I thank you that you are aligning us with people that will speak love and life into us. I thank you that we are beginning to see ourselves in a more powerful way, in a more mighty way, that, Lord, we would not minimize ourselves to our mistakes, but we would use our mistakes to grow and continue to magnify your voice in this world. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for who we are in you. And we thank you for all of the things that you are doing, have done, and will continue to do because you are a great, great Father. Lord, right now I just pray for those that are listening that have seen themselves in such a poor way. Lord, that people that have listened to the voice of other people, whether it's strangers or people that are close to them, Lord, that maybe those people have said things that have hurt them, or maybe those people haven't even said things, but they've interpreted something that they've done or felt or said, you know, in a negative way, Lord. Help them to not magnify that voice. Help them to magnify your word and what you say about them and the things that you have sent them, the things that you've expressed, all of the wins that they've achieved. Lord, help us to slow down and celebrate those wins. Help us to see those victories and to bask in them a little bit longer. Lord, when things don't feel good, we take time to sit in those moments. But when things feel excellent, we breeze through them really quickly. Lord, help us to reverse that. Help us to get through the not so good moments really fast, to count it all joy, to give you what we can't handle, and help us to bask in the moments of victory, the times where we show up as our greatest selves, the times where we honor what you've given us to do and carry that thing all the way through. Lord, we thank you that you are making us better versions of ourselves, and we thank you that you are sending us people to help complete the mission. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day today, friend, and I will see you next time on Jesus and Coffee.